While you are ruminating on those things, I'm going to take you back. It was 40 years ago this year when the WA Premier, Charles Court, announced the closure of the Perth to Fremantle passenger train line. He blamed low ticket sales, and that triggered the biggest public backlash that Perth had ever seen. Let's wander back to those stations with the ABC's Gian De Poloni.
This song, recorded by Perth bluesgrass group Turkey Sweat, was banned by the ABC in 1979. It was deemed a protest song, and the ABC was forbidden from publicising protests of any kind. It was recorded to support a huge community campaign against the closure of the Perth to Fremantle passenger train. It was January 17, 1979, when then-Premier Charles Court planted a big story on the front page of The West. The Premier said due to low ticket sales, the rail line between Perth and Fremantle would shut for good and the tracks would be ripped up to build a new super freeway. Curtin University professor Peter Newman was a 33-year-old Fremantle councillor when he picked up the paper that Tuesday morning. He quickly became the face of the campaign, drumming up an 100,000-signature-strong petition, the biggest WA had ever seen.
They're going to close the Fremantle railway line, and I'm a Fremantle city councillor, and there was no warning of that whatsoever. No report, no letter saying it's going to happen, just a front page. We're going to close your railway. And I was so angry.
City of Fremantle historian Lucy Hare has studied thousands of documents, photos and newspaper clippings about the closure. She said public protests broke out in the streets just hours after the announcement.
It was immediate, and there was a very strong and swift response to all of that. The community response is very clear that this is a very unpopular decision and they're going to do whatever it takes to reverse that decision. I don't think it's unusual for the Fremantle community to be very protective about their space. So anything that is going to not be in Fremantle's interest, there is a very much a history of community response and a very vocal response.
So how did the protests and the opposition towards this plan sort of progress? What were the responses in the weeks and months afterwards?
Well, it seemed to be a very hot topic. It's articles appearing daily in the major newspapers. So this wasn't just a Fremantle issue. This is a much wider community issue. I think at one stage the opposition was actually suggesting a referendum just to test community opinion.
When did the line actually shut? I mean, there's all this community opposition, like you say, daily newspaper articles, you know, and then on the other hand, the government coming out trying to explain their position is that it's actually going to cost us money keeping it open. But it was to no avail, I guess.
No, the line did close on the 2nd of September 1979. And in the lead up to the closure, there seems to have been a lot of people using the railway line as a protest in itself. So they're actually going onto the train in the morning. There's reports of people wearing black armbands, people crying. So this is a very emotional issue. This is clearly affecting a lot of people.
We all rode the last train to Frio and it was packed. It just ran from Perth to Fremantle and we all got off and we walked through those gates for the last time and they shut those doors. It was a very sad thing to see.
Despite the closure, the campaign didn't stop. Peter Newman claims people from within the Court government were leaking confidential and explosive information to him about the decision.
Well, we actually didn't know why they were closing the railway down. They said they needed to improve the road down there, but they didn't say why they really needed that, because at the time they were building the Kwinana Freeway, which was a north-south highway. Why would you need another one, we said. And later, a public servant came to me and said, look, I've got to tell you the real reason behind this. And he was sort of whispered it to me because it was so difficult for him to say. He said, look, we need to get tanks from the SAS in Swanbourne very quickly down to the naval base in Rockingham when the Russians invade. He really did think that was about to happen at any day. And I looked at him and I just said, well, I've heard of some pretty stupid reasons for political decisions that bring governments down, but that beats them all.
So you're saying that potentially the reason why the Fremantle to Perth railway was shut was so they could build a super freeway that would bring tanks from Swanbourne to Garden Island if the Russians invaded, when the Russians
when
invaded.
The Russians, it wasn't if, there was a certainty about it. And they, it was a moral responsibility for them to do. Well, I always thought they would change their mind because it was so stupid. But in the end, we had to admit they had made up their mind and they were going to sink or swim with it, and they sank.
And sank the Court government did. 4 years later, Brian Burke won the 1983 state election and campaigned on the promise he would reopen the lines. On July 29, 1983... the people of Fremantle finally got their wish.
Certainly seems to have been a very joyous event. There's photos in our collection that show a lot of people smiling at the opening of reopening of the railway. There's people dressing up. There's special events. Hotels in Fremantle are offering special railway lunches, that type of thing. So this is clearly a great celebration amongst the local Fremantle community.
It was a big party, wasn't it?
Sounded like a huge party. There was a lot to celebrate, and it was a lot of effort by a lot of people to get the line reopened.
It was a great treat when those doors were open. I sat in the crowd and I just smiled.
Do you still remember how the Turkey Sweat song went? Could you sing it for me if you...
I haven't heard it for years, and you wouldn't want to hear me sing it, believe me. But it went to the Chattanooga Choo Choo, so, you know, pardon me, boy, is that the Fremantle Railway? And it went on.
Then to get pushed around by a man who won't listen and took our railway.
Gian De Poloni talking to Peter Newman about the events of 40 years ago. It's really curious, isn't it? It's not something that we would consider or envisage in any way today. Indeed, we're talking about the expansion of rail networks or light rail networks or tram networks. The last time I spoke to Peter Newman in the studio, we were talking about the fact that there are technologies now that allow trams not to run even on rails. So keep an eye out for those changing circumstances. Frio Pete says closing the Frio line was as stupid as stopping the construction of Row 8.
Come for a drive with Jeff Hutchison
on ABC Radio Perth.